Chapter 15. Apple Blossom opens her eyes. She's alive, but in a daze. Where is she? She tries hard to make the world stop spinning as she realizes she is inside a monster house. The little possum's whole body freezes. What will become of her now? Will the large people attack? Will the dog rip her to pieces? Anything is possible. She waits for the assault to begin, but nothing happens. And then she realizes that the monsters are still asleep. Her tumble down the brick shaft into their lair has not disturbed the creatures. Apple Blossom's body is sore from the fall, but nothing is broken. She lifts her arms and tries to climb the sooty brick walls, but there's nothing to grip. No amount of effort will get her up the smooth sides. Apple Blossom turns back to look inside the monster house. She can see all kinds of objects in the shadowy space. Soft-looking nests where the people sit when they stare at their magic light box. It is now also asleep. She is afraid of that box and she wants to stay as far away as possible. And then she hears something. It's coming from above. Apple Blossom, are you okay down there? It's Antonio and Amlet. They're up on the roof shouting down to her. Apple Blossom wants to answer, but she's afraid that if she makes noise, she will wake the people, or worse, the dog. Who knows what would happen then? She closes her eyes and forces herself not to panic. Isn't that what Mama Possum has said? Don't panic when you have stage fright. Well, where is Mama now? What would Mama Possum do in this situation? How should she act? They never rehearsed being trapped in a monster house. She decides to act brave and confident. Trying out a line, Apple Blossom whispers, "If there is a way in, then there has to be a way out." She's not sure she means it, but she says it a second time anyway, but with more feeling. And then she starts to move. She stays along the edge of the walls. It doesn't take long before she works her way around the largest space in the house. She finds no way out. Up ahead is another area. She can see that this is where the people keep their food. They store more things than squirrels. Is it possible that the lighthouse boxes are telling the monsters to be hoarders? It certainly looks that way. High above on ledges, she sees cartons that her nose tells her contain edible things. She spots apples in a bowl, and they're not rotten. She sees bananas, and they are yellow and full, not brown with empty skins. She smells coffee and chocolate and bread and crackers and nuts. And then her nose twitches as it detects something more overpowering than the smell of cinnamon and pepper and olive oil. She smells a dog. And then she sees him. But he's in a trap. There's a huge cage in the corner of this hoarding area. It is a square with a metal front, and inside is the beast known as Columbo. His eyes are shut. He is asleep. It is a miracle. And then the worst possible thing happens. The monster's snout starts moving up and down. Something bad is about to happen. Apple Blossom can feel it. And the dog confirms her suspicion when he opens his eyes and stares right at her. Apple Blossom takes off running. In the trap, the dog gets to his feet and barks as loud as anything the possum has ever heard. The noise is angry and so frightening. But then a light goes on in another part of the house, and Apple Blossom hears the sound of the people moving. And somehow that is even scarier than the villainous dog.